This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The minority leader in the New York State Senate, Senator Rob Ort. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
What is this this move by Kathy Hochul? She is saying, quote, all's fair in love and war, pointing to Texas and Ohio. What is she hoping to do, and how quickly could she actually do it?
Well, so, you know, the governor, this would be, if they made the attempt to redraw the House lines, this would be the third time within the same decade. Because don't forget, their first attempt to gerrymander the congressional districts, remember the original map would have created four Republican, quote unquote, Republican districts, and then 22 Democrat districts. And that's obviously a very clear partisan attempt to put the gavel back then, keep the gavel in Nancy Pelosi's hand, in this case, put it in Hakeem Jeffries' hands. When that was struck down by a court, the highest court in the New York State Court of Appeals, Democrats were forced, through a special master to come up with more fair districts. What did they do? They responded by forcing out the chief judge of the Court of Appeals, Janet DeFiore, and then they blocked the first judge that the governor sent them, and they essentially stacked the court with a far more liberal justices. And of course, what happened? The case for the House districts came back before them. And of course, this new liberal, progressive, stacked, corrupted Court of Appeals, that's what it is, they issued a new map for the House districts. So this would be the third attempt at redrawing House lines. I really think the governor should be more concerned about her own election next year in 2026 and less concerned about Hakeem Jeffries and the House Democrats. But, you know, what they're trying to do, you know, the Constitution clearly says you're supposed to redraw districts once a decade. After the census, you redraw the lines. This is not me really difficult. I learned this in civics class. I'm sure a lot of other people did. And it's also can be very confusing when people's districts are changing every couple of years. You know, who's my congressman? Who's my senator? Who's my member of the assembly? But this is a long line, the next thing in a long line. There's the even odd elections that the Democrats have changed or are trying to change local elections and move them to even years instead of the odd years where they usually happen. So your mayor, your supervisor, they would run in the same year as the president, the governor, your member of Congress, your member of the state Senate. They have tried to change the public campaign finance law that they instituted to protect their incumbents and funnel more money to their incumbent members in the legislature. And again, they've stacked the courts. They've attempted to gerrymander already once, And now this would be, I guess, their third attempt to redraw these House lines to try to put the gavel in Hakeem Jeffries' hands. But again, as terrible as that is, as obviously partisan as this is in their attempts to, move the outcome more in their favor, even in the state, a blue state like New York, where the Democratic chairman, Jay Jacobs, has even warned that this is problematic, I think this highlights that Kathy Hochul and her Democratic allies, they don't believe they can just run on the issues. They don't believe they can just go out there and talk about their record. They believe that they have to actually rig the system in their favor to ensure the outcome of their reelections. And so I think it's very obvious. It's very obvious their record has failed, because if it hadn't, they would need to do this. They wouldn't need to worry about this. The results would speak for themselves, and voters would understand that they should be reelected. But they're worried about that. Their record does not speak for themselves. It's been a record of failure under Governor Hochul and this uber progressive majority. And that's why they're looking at things like this. But again, to me, if I was the governor, I'd be far more focused on my reelection efforts, which are very, very going to be very tough, as opposed to worrying about Congress and Hakeem Jeffries.
Yeah, I mean, the governor's getting primaried by her own lieutenant governor.
Correct.
How many districts do you think Kathy Hochul believes she could redraw? And how many more blue districts do you think Kathy Hochul believes she can create?
So I think that 22 to 4 map is probably, once that's out there, that then becomes the goal, right? So I really believe right now, obviously we have 26 congressional districts. I would imagine 20, they believe they are, their goal would be to get to 22 Democratic members of Congress. And so you're looking, I think, probably at least she believes 2 to 3 or 4, maybe more members. But again, when the House majority is so tight, 1 is a big deal. 2, 3, those that could be the difference. Right now, it almost is the difference between who controls the House of Representatives. So obviously, look at that part. Maybe we agree on, a handful of members of Congress, or less than a handful, one way or another, could be the difference between a Democratic majority in the House of Representatives or a Republican House majority. And so she knows that. But again, I'll go back to another issue. Earlier this year, you remember this, Joe, your listeners probably followed this. This was widely covered. The Democrats were toying with the idea, when Elise Stefanik was nominated and appeared to be headed to the UN as the U.S. ambassador, they were toying with the idea of not holding an election. Under law, the governor would have to call a special election within a certain time frame, essentially 80 to 90 days. They would have to, once the vacancy was created, you'd have to have a special election, because about 1 million people would be without a member of Congress, right? They actually toyed with the idea of delaying that for over a year and depriving those people of a member of Congress. Why? Because it's a Republican district, and they know it would be likely to be another Republican member in the House seat. And so, you know what? Those 1 million people up in the North Country, they're MAGA. They support President Trump. They're Republican. They don't need a representative, because we want to maybe winnow the majority down in the House and cause more chaos. And again, maybe that ends up tipping the House of Representatives into the Democratic column. So these are the attempts that Democrats in New York under Kathy Hochul, I'm sad to say, under Kathy Hochul, under obviously the majorities in the Senate and the Assembly, they are laser focused not on providing a better quality of life for people here in New York, not on providing safer streets here in New York, not on providing lower cost of living here in New York, not on providing economic opportunities for people here in New York. They're solely focused on their own power, and consolidating power, partisan politics, and obviously even depriving people of representation if those people happen to be of a different political philosophy or a different political outlook. And they've shown this time and time and time again. And Governor,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hochul, I would argue, has been one of the most partisan governors, to include, by the way, the late and not so great Andrew Cuomo.
You know, I've got to say, if anything, she should be talking about New York State not having two of the congressional districts it already has, right? I mean, if you look at the census numbers and how many illegals were even counted in that.
That's exactly right. You know, it's ironic that as they struggle to grab more congressional seats, the state of New York has lost congressional representation. We would have lost had they not counted. I mean, they missed. There was an error. They counted people that shouldn't have been counted. And had that not been the case, we would have lost an additional seat. So we actually should be down another seat and are likely to be down when the census comes back around in 2032. There's a very good chance we will lose at least one, if not another seat. So as we continue to lose representation, why is that? We're losing representation because people are fleeing the state of New York. It's that simple. And maybe if they were more focused on keeping people in New York and policies that kept people in New York, we wouldn't be losing representation and they wouldn't have to resort to these blatant partisan power grabs that are just so pathetic. It's so pathetic. It's so obvious. It's so painfully obvious. And again, rather than do something about it, rather than run on their record, they resort to things like this. And again, even Democrat Chairman Jay Jacobs has warned that this could be, you know, problematic and should not be done simply because, quote unquote, you can do it. But the governor and her allies in the Senate and the Assembly, they have gotten more brazen, Joe, over the last several years. I've seen it firsthand. And again, I rattled off several instances where it's been brazenly, you know, brazen. It's been apparent of what they're trying to do. And again, even in a state, a Democratic state like New York, where you would think they wouldn't need to do that, that hasn't stopped them from doing it. And instead of running on their record, they've resorted to, you know, power grabs and corrupting the system, whether it's the Supreme Court here in New York, whether it's when we hold elections, how we hold elections, who gets counted in these elections, you know, the maps, who can vote for who. And this probably won't be the last time that we have this kind of conversation, unfortunately, as long as Kathy Hochul is the governor, which hopefully will only be a little over another year.
Do you think the next move is allowing people who are not here legally to vote in state elections?
So there's no question there are Democrats in the New York State Senate who've actually advocated for such. And there obviously were members of the New York City Council who tried to make illegal non-citizens, non-U.S. citizens vote down there in city elections. That was struck down. The Constitution is pretty clear. The U.S. Constitution. As much as Democrats try to get around the U.S. Constitution, it's pretty clear that voting in elections is for U.S. citizens. Now, local elections, right, city of New York, you know, things like that, school district, that, you know, I think they're going to continue to try to chip away there. The bigger threat I think they're going to do is try to allow non-U.S. citizens, again, they're pushing to have illegal aliens, non-citizens counted in these counts when we do the census, you know, counted by for purposes of redistricting, for purposes of selecting, you know, representation. That I think in and of itself is a huge threat to how elections are, how districts are drawn, and obviously how power is apportioned here in the state of New York and maybe even across the country. So that I think is the move. It remains to be seen how they will get non-citizens to legally be allowed to vote. Obviously there's been efforts to, I think, make it easier for non-citizens to vote, or certainly they made it harder to verify that only citizens are actually voting and that legal votes are being counted. They certainly made that, harder in New York. But I think there was a recent case in the city that was struck down because, again, the U.S. Constitution is pretty clear. So they will continue, I think, to resort to sort of more insidious efforts to count non-citizens in these counts, which will shift power to certainly places like New York City and Democratic areas. And you will essentially be suppressing the voices of people who live in rural parts of New York State or less Democrat, less urban places of New York State.
Senator, there's a lot of confusion about the next year. You know, we had all the talk about the gas ban and no gas hookups on new builds starting in 2026. Where do we stand with the governor's initiative of, you know, going fossil fuel less by 2035?
So that it is still full systems go. The confusion is, of course, because when the governor makes the pivot talking about nuclear, there's a host of concern about whether we can actually meet these deadlines, right? That's where I think the confusion comes in, because practically not a lot of advancement has been made on actually achieving some of these goals or meeting these deadlines. But under the law, nothing has changed. They continue under the CLCPA, which sets sort of the broad timelines. And then we have to either pass specific laws each session, or there's new regulations that come online to help us, quote unquote, get to these goals. But make no mistake, New York is aggressively moving to a non-fossil fuel future in the near term, even though the grid needs significant investment. And we're talking about billions of dollars in investment to probably get to be able to handle all the new customers would have to come online. And then you have the whole issue of, you know, how fast can you do this? What is the cost? Who pays for this? None of those things have really been answered. What we do know is that in some cases, the technology is not even there to allow us to get to that sort of fossil fuel-less energy future. And that's why the governor, I think, is talking about nuclear, because if you're going to go away from coal or fossil fuels, coal, natural gas, what have you, the only way you can get there, the only way you have a chance of getting there, and it's certainly not going to be by 2035, but the only way you have a chance of even getting there in the near future is with nuclear. You sort of have to take your pick. It's either nuclear or it's coal, fossil fuel, because the base load, the load that industry and manufacturers need, you cannot get there today off of wind and solar. Can't do it. You cannot do it. Now, unless you don't care about the manufacturing and industry, which many Democrats do not, full stop, they don't care. If we lose those folks, they're fine with that. They don't care about manufacturing power. They don't care about reliability. They're okay with importing power from Pennsylvania, from Canada, from New Jersey, from anywhere that they can, as long as we're not in the energy manufacturing space, which of course, you know, deprives us of a lot of jobs and a lot of industry. So if you don't care about that, then that might be one thing. But if you do care about that, as I do, and I think a lot of New Yorkers do, then you have to either have nuclear or you have to have some kind of fossil fuel. Realistically, you probably need a little bit of both as we make sort of technological transitions, whether it's hydrogen or other forms of energy. But those are, that's a decade away. That's more than a decade away, probably. And so the goals that the TLCAP has set out and that some of the Democrats have married themselves to simply are not attainable, I don't believe. And they have not shown that they're attainable. And what's worse is they've hidden or they refuse to talk about what the real cost is to ratepayers and to taxpayers to try and get to these goals. And I believe we're going to chase out more jobs. We're going to drive up people's costs, and it's going to be less reliable because the grid right now simply can't handle the load of new customers coming online. So a lot of challenges. I think you're seeing some of the shifting by Governor Hochul to nuclear. The reality is you need to. She knows that, even though she won't maybe say it that way. And of course, Democrats in the Senate and the Assembly, they're going to fight her on the move to nuclear because they don't want nuclear either. They don't want nuclear. They don't want fossil fuels. They want to power the entire state off of wind and solar. And if it chases people out, that's fine, because the truth is, in many cases, they don't even like people. Less people, that's good for the environment from their mentality as well. So that's who is running New York State, and that is why it is important as ever that we have to change leadership and we have to change some of the people who are making these decisions if we're going to have a healthy, viable, economically affordable New York State when it comes to energy.
Yeah, it's just, it's scary to me when we're talking about electric school buses and electric furnaces in the winter, when we talk about the snow that we get and how cold it gets in Western New York. To me, Senator, it doesn't seem like it's based in reality.
It's not. It's not based in reality. And again, I would even say, you know, there's Democrats who represent parts of the North Country. There's Democrats who represent, you know, Syracuse and Buffalo, where it gets cold. And yet they're not standing up. Those Democrats are, you know, I expect the Democrat in Manhattan to be out of their minds from my vantage point right there. I expect them to come up with these crazy ideas. I do not expect Democrats in Rochester and Buffalo and Syracuse and other parts of what we would call upstate New York. I expect them to stand up to their colleagues and say, this is not going to work. It's not about what we would like. It's about what's practical. I don't want kids on school buses that might get stuck in the middle of a snowstorm on their way to a lacrosse game or a football game or a basketball game. You know, I don't want, you know, rolling blackouts. We need reliable energy, not only for our businesses, but as you pointed out, sort of for a safety standpoint, where it gets cold in parts of New York and in most of New York, to be very blunt. And yet, rather than talk about practical solutions and practical answers, they're stuck with this far left Green New Scam ideology that's being pushed by far left environmentalists. And that's who's drawing up the energy policy. It's not energy people. It's not the energy industry. It's environmentalists, far left environmentalists, that are drawing up these environmental or these energy policies. And until we get elected leaders who are willing to break away from that and put in practical, safe, reliable energy policy that puts New Yorkers to work here, nothing is going to change in the short term. So if we want something to change, we got to elect different people. And I think that starts at the very top and obviously then goes on down from there.
Senator, always appreciate the time.
Thanks, Joe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.